You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You can call me all kinds of bad names for $137 million. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Jack Armstrong, who once attended a Trump rally, trivialized racism today on the Armstrong and Getty show.
There, you saved me the trouble of doing that.
So I'm just referring to this a black employee at Tesla who says he was called the N-word on a regular basis, which obviously is not cool. And I'm not in favor of, and I'm not the sort of person that would ever do that or call anybody any bad word at all, really. But he says he told the bosses they didn't do anything about it at Tesla, and he's just been awarded $137 million.
That's insane.
Now, $130 million of it is punitive damages. I kind of get that in the way that we're always talking about... You know, if a pro athlete does something and they fine him $5,000, the guy makes $20 million a year. You just fine him a buck and a half for a normal person. Right. And Tesla's the Tesla is worth more than the next eight currently, as of today, the next eight car companies added together, which includes Ford, GM, Honda, Toyota, Volkswagen. All those companies added together, Tesla's worth more than that. So if you actually want to punish them, you obviously can't hit them with a $500,000 fine and get them to change their ways. So that's the punitive thing. But the guy got $7 million for emotional distress. I'm in a fair amount of emotional distress right now over a number of things that are going on in my life. I just can't imagine putting a dollar figure on it that would get anywhere. I mean, just $7 million for emotional distress. How does a jury even, how do you even come up with that?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's an ugly story if it's true.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible and it shouldn't happen, but...
But still.
$7 million?
Seven and nine figures total? I mean, you're clawing your way toward $1 billion? I mean, I don't know. This will not stand.
You don't think so?
No, I think juries sometimes do this and judges end up overruling it and... They end up coming to a settlement anyway, but okay. That's crazy.
One more story about a big company before we get to something kind of fun. Been talking about Facebook a fair amount. I mean, everybody has been since that whistleblower was on 60 Minutes Sunday night. Facebook being under the spotlight in D.C. today as we're taping this. Kevin Russo, the New York Times, thinks all these stories point in one direction. The company is in trouble. Not financial trouble or legal trouble, says this analyst in the New York Times. Or even senators yelling at Mark Zuckerberg trouble. What I'm talking about is a kind of slow, steady decline that anyone who has ever seen a dying company up close can recognize. It's a cloud of existential dread that hangs over an organization whose best days are behind it, influencing every managerial priority and product decision and leading to increasingly desperate attempts to find a way out. This kind of decline is not necessarily a visible thing from the outside, but insiders see 100 small disquieting signs of it every day. User hostile growth hacks, frenetic pivots, executive paranoia, the gradual attrition of talented colleagues. So this guy who studies this sort of thing for a living, businesses, and they're coming and going, rise and fall, says this has got all the hallmarks or earmarks?
There's some sort of marks.
It's got all the marks of a company that is dying, which is kind of interesting. God, Facebook was on top of the... It didn't even exist, what, 15 years ago? Then it rose to being one of the most valuable companies in the history of the world, and now it's dying? Boy, the whole rise and fall of mega companies is... Nobody would have ever believed it was even possible, not that many years ago, that you could come from didn't exist, nobody even thought of the product, to own the world, to gone in a few years.
Right. You know, my belief-o-meter is currently set at... That's a hell of a bold article, the sort of thing that gets lots of clicks because it takes a really strong stand. But it could be true. I don't know. I don't know if I buy it, but I'm definitely going to keep my eyes out.
MySpace was never as big as Facebook, but it went completely away. But, like, you know, Standard Oil is still here after 150 years. GM, AT&T. I mean, just a lot. Most of your big, giant companies, right, they grew slowly. They were powerful for a long time. Maybe they get in decline a little bit. Just never heard of it. Nobody even conceived of the idea. Dominate the planet, then go away. Can happen in a person's adult lifetime now, maybe.
Well, I must correct you, please, Mr. Blah, blah, blah. I am on MySpace.com right now. And it appears to be fully functional and full of exciting content and people for me to connect with.
Yeah. Well, I think I've got a MySpace. I know I have a MySpace account. You should send me a message. I don't know if I still remember my password.
Are you kidding? Well, because we had a page.
We did?
Yeah.
Like an Armstrong and Getty page?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if people are still in the chat.
I don't know. They're still messaging us. Why won't you guys write back?
I think Jack's a secret liberal.
I messaged you guys in 2006. Still waiting.
And then finally this from the Department of Hilarious. I can't figure out if I admire this or hate it. So the Danish artist Jens Halling was we've talked about this before, was given $84,000 by the Kunsten Museum of Modern Art. He gave them two blank canvases that are titled Take the Money and Run. And he says he won't be giving the money back.
That's too on the nose.
That's what I was thinking. It's too blatant.
Why don't you just name it ripping off an art gallery?
Well, like, I can't figure out if this is like Andy Warhol level brilliant, pointing out the ridiculousness of art, which was what he was all about, or if this is just theft. It's just theft masquerading as that. He said, the work is that I took the money and I'm not going to give it back. That is the art, he said.
You know, I admire this guy. I'd like to buy him a drink.
I think maybe I get what he's doing here. Like, there's no even tiny veneer of justification. It's just completely 100% what he's claiming.
No, I stole their money because they're suckers. I gave them blank canvases and I'm keeping the money. Period.
And I'm claiming it's art, which it's not. What don't you get here?
Right. I even named it whatever the hell he named it. Yeah, take the money and run. Yeah. That's how stupid people are. Can you believe that?
Oh, boy. And it shows it there hanging in the museum with people standing around looking at it. I wouldn't look at it for very long.
I'm having the conversation we're having right now with some fellow onlooker. You believe this shit?
I think I'm getting the gist of it more or less pretty quickly.
The emperor has no clothes and he has no paint on his canvas either. Ridiculous.
I guess that's the art, is that there's not even the thinnest layer of trying to pretend anything. No, no, no. I stole from them. I'm like a thief practically.
Again, I just admire the guy.
Well, with Facebook going down, it's MySpace's time to shine. Absolutely. I knew this day would come, finally.
Or the U.S. Post Office. Yeah. Maybe we start sending people mail.
Yeah, boy, I tried to find our sign-on info for MySpace. Evidently, it predates my passwords app, which I've had for like 15 years. So, never mind.
Well, I guess that's it.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.